Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation. I'm Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host. So let's talk jobs, careers, business, and finance.
Hey, 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 welcome to another episode of Shop Talk right here on She Talk Radio. Again, as you heard, we're the radio station making a difference in communication. So we hope that you all can get in on the conversation. You know, at any point in time, you can call to get in on this particular conversation by dialing 713-955-081, press 1, and you can get in on this conversation today. Our topic is ruthless and relentless in the field of real estate. Our guest is Ms. Katina Smith of RE/MAX Realty Elite. She's also a credit consultant. She's going to share with us how she balances work and all the various issues that women face on a daily basis. So we want you all to, you know, thank you for tuning in. First of all, we want you to sit tight, get out a pen, take you some notes. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
She Talk Radio and Television is a show created, produced, and hosted by women for women. We are now on Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, so don't miss your daily dose of She Talk. Call 713-955-0481. Or listen at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio to get in on the conversation.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th, 2017, at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Do you have your own radio show or aspire to have your own? Legacy Radio Network has opportunities for you to host your own show and to broaden your audience. Like us on Facebook and get connected to the legacy.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept, deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth, every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show, and please, tell a friend.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
Yes, yes, and we are back. Again, this is Taomi Ray, and we are here with our topic this evening, which is ruthless and relentless in the field of real estate. And our special guest this evening is Ms. Katina Smith, who has been working in the area of real estate, and she also does some credit consulting work. So she's going to share a little bit with us about, you know, her background and some of the accomplishments that she has achieved while she's been on this particular journey. Talk to us, Ms. Smith.
Hello, hello. Thank you for inviting me. First of all, I would like to say I was born and raised here in Nashville, Tennessee. That's my background. Healthcare was my background. Then I started my own business as a concierge business. I've been doing that for 5 years. And here recently, for 2 years, I've been doing credit restoration and helping people get into homes. One of the things I was finding is that we're not credit ready to be in homes. So I would help people repair their credit and get them to a realtor and see how they can get them in homes. But I was finding out that they wouldn't give them the love that I would give. So I decided last year to go back and get my real estate license. And within a year, I have closed on 12 homes, and I've sold two.
I'm talking about.
So I really enjoyed doing it. One of the people that I work with is single parents, those who work hard but thought they could never have homes. So that's one of my passions.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm so glad that you are available and made yourself available to this type of work because, as you can see, that's totally a need in the woman's world, in anybody's world, but particularly for women who are out here working hard, you know, raising children, trying to balance budgets. There's so many obstacles that come into play when it comes to that very thing, home ownership. You know, in order for you to kind of, you know, get your life going, you kind of have to have a place to live. So, you know, for you to be out there and giving advice and providing services for people to get into homes, that's an amazing thing that you're doing. And I definitely want to take my hat off to you and commend you for the work that you've done on all levels. But I want to ask a quick question because, you know, even as you have gone from doing the concierge business, you said you were doing that for about 5 years. Do you feel that that is what helped, that inspired you to kind of that mentality to serve and to assist and to, you know, see what people's needs are? Do you feel like that had something to do with you being able to roll that over?
Yes. I believe serving is my gift. Mm. And in my heart, I believe your gifts don't change no matter where you're at. I mean, I believe if you're at McDonald's, if you're in real estate, if you're in healthcare, whatever you're in, your gift doesn't change. So I've always had that gift of serving and the gift of giving. And with the real estate now, it has became my ministry, doing the credit repair, seeing single moms be first-time generational homeowners, watching the kids fight over which room's going to be theirs. And I've had one child come up to me and say, "Thank you, Miss Katina. We don't have to move again," you know, and those kind of things that touches me and rewards me and let me know, hey, I'm doing the right thing and I'm on the right path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I feel that's so rewarding, you know, when you can have those experiences, as you said, you know, because there are some very transient individuals. I myself grew up, you know, in a poverty-stricken environment. I was, you know, I was constantly moving around with my mother. She had in and out of prison most of the time. That was the real story behind that. But, you know, as a child, I remember just wanting a room, period, wanting somewhere to stay and not have to keep packing up and keep moving because of some financial instability. You know, those are some real challenges that women face, you know, financial instability. And what you are providing, you know, our services for people to be able to understand their credit, to be able to understand what is it going to take to make that change on the time, or to break those generational curses even. Because, these are things that go back for generations. And I know we hadn't been really too long able to own stuff, to be honest with you. But since then,
that's
we can
one of the things.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the parents can relate because when they come to me, I've been through what they've been through. I've been the single mom. I've been Section 8. I've been on welfare. I've been in the housing project. And the one question I ask them, I say, "Do you feel like God loves you, loves me more than you?" And they're like, "No." I said, "Well, then if I can do it, you can do it." You know, and one of the things I tell them, I say, you know, I can't be your spiritual cheerleader, but I can get on the field with you. And when you get tired, pass me the ball. I don't care if it's 2 o'clock in the morning. So that's one of the relationships that I have with my clients, to let them know you're not out here by yourself, and that, hey, the challenges you went through, I've been through them too, and it's okay.
And that's so encouraging to hear. When, you know, it takes a ruthless and relentless spirit to not give up, Miss Katina. You know, it takes... In spite of everything that's thrown at us, you know,
I think being a single parent, we don't have options.
You're telling
the
truth.
So you get that in you of, I don't have an option. I can't give up. because your babies are looking for you to do it. So it's not an option.
Got somebody. Yeah,
right.
That's exactly one of these issues that we're trying to get for our listeners to hear, because everybody feels like they're all alone. Everybody feels overwhelmed,
right.
And, you know, you're working these jobs,
right.
Or you're going back to school, or you've gotten degrees. I've got multiple degrees, but still,
right.
I was on food stamps before. I was
right.
in a serious financial crisis, you know, literally homeless, you know, having to stay with friends and things like that until I can get myself back on my feet. It was, oh, my God, and you do feel totally alienated at that time, but to have just, you know, an encouraging person that kind of can give you a good roadmap. You know, it's not that you can, you know, snap your finger and make magic happen for people, but you can definitely give some people some steps and some, you know, some guidance so that as they're going through this, you know, they don't feel out there, you know, hung out to dry, because that's an issue that women do face. We are totally overwhelmed with a lot of different things, and homeownership is so crucial, you know, that we can just become a stable entity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and be a part of a community. You know, when you're in an apartment renting, you're not part of a community. You don't have a say-so on taxes and schools and whatsoever. But when you're a homeowner, you have that say-so. And I have to let my clients know to have power. Then home ownership is power.
Yes, it is so powerful. And as you said, that voice, that's the whole basis of this broadcast. I mean, She's Talk Radio is more than just women on here talking. It's self-help and empowerment. That's what we're doing. It's self-help and empowerment. How can we become empowered so that we can face these issues with a relentless spirit to say, you know, no matter if it's 2 o'clock in the morning, no matter, you know, if I've been through a lot, no matter if everyone said I couldn't do it, no matter, you know what I'm saying? That is exactly the kind of energy that we're trying to spread here on She Talk Radio. And on Shop Talk, my segment is all about, you know, how does the working woman do it? And how are we spreading our energy? And why did we decide to do it? Most of it is the same as you described. We've been through these things. You know, we can relate to these struggles. And so we have reached into ourselves and pulled out everything that we could to be able to assist in some way to give back to our communities. You know, even you found yourself in a position to where you can be compensated. You know, you could be. But I'm sure when you were building that concierge business, I'm sure that when you began that endeavor and you did that for 5 years, I know for a fact there was a lot of times the compensation wasn't exactly what you wanted it to be, but because you're so passionate. You know what I'm saying? You stuck with it. And look at how that parlays, and it continues to build, because even though now you're doing this, that doesn't mean your other stuff is gone. You know, it's still
No, actually, I connected together, you know, my moving services, different things like that, my concierge business contracts out too. So, I mean, I still do it, but, you know, like I said, the real estate has been my passion because I want to do something different. I want to make a change.
And well, that's another great, you know, piece to kind of share and discuss, the fact that after every guest that comes on this show, it's usually, and that's kind of why I pick people. I pick people who are doing more than one thing on purpose, because I really want to emphasize the multiplicity of tasks that we have to juggle, you know, as women. We constantly, but the thing is, you know, those passions are not there for nothing. They're there kind of to go together, to complement each other. And in time, you know, we all begin to see, oh, my goodness, that's exactly why I was doing that. Okay, I see now how it connects. So it is just a beautiful, you know, thing to continue to, I enjoy encouraging my sisters, encouraging all queens who are just, you know, grinding for the throne. It isn't, you know, it's not easy trying to maintain an empire, okay, however small it is, to just maintain whatever it is that you have control over. That is difficult, you know, being a single mom, I've been married twice, I've been divorced, and, you know, it seemed like I never really had any financial help, but either way, to manage what I've had, it has been, I mean, a huge undertaking. And as we work together, and this is why, you know, you constantly see me doing this in community. You see me doing that in the community. Even though I got a job, too. I'm a teacher. But we all work together to encourage and push each other's visions because they are so crucial. You know, when you came out to one of my events and got on the microphone and everything, Ms. Smith. So, as, you know, as we see
each other. I don't even
other,
do that.
I was so honored that you just even showed up. I mean, it was great to see you there. And that's just another, you know, hopefully you got a chance to pass out some business cards because that's what we're doing too. You know, we're networking. We may be in church or we may be at doing school functions or you know, at different rallies. But nonetheless, we're still trying to, you know, help, encourage, and empower each other all the time. That's the goal here. And we are so glad that you took this time to, you know, talk to us for a few minutes and, you know, share a little bit about what you've been doing. We're going to go to a commercial break in a few minutes. But before
okay.
we do that, I want you to tell us one more thing. Now, because the second question gets kind of deep. So I want you to get us started with maybe something that was kind of a challenge. Because that's the whole, when we come back from break, we're going to let you just go right into a good story about, you know, some type of challenge. What I really want to know as a woman, you know, I know you deal with males. You know, you've had to
yeah.
probably help just as many women get into homes as you've helped men get into homes
right.
or even restore their credit. Have you ever had any negative, you know, energy that has ever come through, you know, being a woman trying to do your job? You know how some folks will look at a woman and feel like she don't know what she's doing and I need something, even though their credit could be jacked up, toe up from the flow up, but they
right.
may look at you and feel like, well, how would you know how to help me? Have you ever had any instance where, you know, you had to just kind of, you know, come to yourself and know what you know and have to execute in the way that you, you know, could make a successful connection with somebody? Tell us, just start out telling us a little bit, and then we come back from break, we're going to hit the whole story.
I think challenging part for me would be the heartbreaking stories I get
mm-hmm.
With single moms calling me that are basically about to be homeless or in a situation where they're their credit is not good enough to get somewhere to live or they're living in hotels. I'm the type of woman that holds stuff to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I take on other people's burdens. Having
yeah.
to be able to walk away and sometimes sleep at night with those burdens has been my challenge. So, I've never been the type that I couldn't do something, and that comes from playing sports. I'm very competitive. So I think me being able to say, hey, my hands are tied and I can't do anything, that hurts me more than anything. That's been one of my challenges,
mm.
you know, and because that's just how I am. I want to fix not the world, but one person at a time.
Right.
You know?
And that's all we can do. Right.
Yes, and that's been my challenges. And I can tell you a little bit about what I'm going through now.
Okay.
Commercial, if you like. But I
yes.
Tell.
Well, before we go, I'm gonna just, you know, tell you, you know, a bit of mine, because that's kind of why I asked that question, because I know for a fact I've been a woman in a situation on more than one occasion where some things, really the bottom fell out. And if I really look at it and be totally honest with myself, even if I don't want to tell anybody, it might have been because, you know, I was kind of hooked up with the wrong guy. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of, you know, doing something that maybe somebody was asking me to do that I didn't need to give that money to that. I didn't need to, you know what I'm saying? I've done that before.
Fine.
Give him my rent money. Give him my light bill money. To, you know, well, that's my husband or that's my boyfriend or, you know, I've done that before. And, I mean, I don't even want to call that harassment. But at the end of the day, when women
yeah.
deal with things, we have to interact with males. A lot of situations, it affects so many different people. It's not just,
yeah.
the woman who's, you know, gone through that. And sometimes it's a woman, you know, leaving an abusive man,
Right.
She lost her job because her
right.
boss was harassing her. I'm just giving an
right.
example. She lost her job because her boss
right.
was sexually harassing her, and now she can't pay her rent, and now she's literally homeless. Her credit score is not good enough to buy a house, and she totally doesn't know what to do. So we start looking at how so many different layers of what happens, you know, when we as women have to go out into this world trying to work, trying to live, trying to be.
Bad people, you know.
Right, and what you do is so valuable. But before we get into that, because you've got a good story I know you want to share with us, let us go ahead and take our quick commercial break. So we want all the audience that's listening to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of She Talk Radio, and I'm the host of the Real Talk segment. I invite you all to get in on the conversation on Real Talk every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. You can call at 713-955-0481 or listen at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. And remember, we have a date every Tuesday.
She Talk Radio and Television in conjunction with Rue Records is on the search for new music for our weekly talk show. That's right, your music could be chosen and played before our listeners. For consideration, please email an MP3 copy of your songs to kalliopeeray@gmail.com. That's kalliopeeray@gmail.com. And like my page on Facebook to get up-to-date info concerning additional music-related opportunities.
There is a lot of music that people are deprived of listening, and artists who are not heard because they are not at the right place at the right time to get the exposure. Well, She Talk Radio creates the right place and right time. We provide a live radio documentary of an indie artist's music, latest release, related interviews, and demonstrations. Inquire at music@shetalkradio.com. And in the meantime, listen to She Talk Radio every day at 6:30. And get in on the conversation.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
Yes, and we are back. Hopefully everyone got an opportunity to hear those commercials. By all means, if this is your first time tuning in to the Shop Talk segment, this is not the only segment of She Talk. There is a show on 5 days a week. It is 6:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Central Time, and there are some fantastic topics being discussed to all that relate. You know, this is not an exclusive show where we don't have men. It's not about that, but the things that we discuss, our primary audience are women. We're really trying to target the women. That's who we want to be listening. And men that have to deal with women, because that's your mom, that's your sister, that's your wife, we want you to listen to so that you can understand. We have to understand each other so that we can be better together. That's what this whole thing is about. But as we were discussing before we went to break, a lot of things will happen in the world of work that will parlay over into, you know, the personal realm. You know, I know Miss Katina has, you know, this professional background, and she's been, you know, handling real estate. But as she even mentioned, you know, heartstrings get tugged on when you start to see the unraveling of a family, you know. And in a lot of cases, as she, you know, vividly described, a lot of cases it's the woman that's left with the children to have to keep a roof on. That's how come we have to be so ruthless and relentless, because we can't give up because the relationship failed, or because the boss was harassing us, or because the husband was abusive. We really just still can't give up. We still have to have a place to live. We have to have a place to raise our children. So many issues are flung at us, you know, when we're doing the things that we do. And we're glad to have this guest on this evening, Ms. Katina Smith from Remax. Tell us a little bit more about some challenging things that you've overcome working in your field.
So one of the things I did this past week, I put a post on Facebook. Here lately, I have got the announcement that a couple of housing projects are closing down. That would be James Casey, Tracy Napier, Suda Holmes, Ned Hill. And so I wanted to reach out to these people to see if they were credit ready to be able to go to their next journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the issues is they can give you Section 8, they can pay you to leave, but where are you going if you're not credit ready?
Right.
So I had a young lady reached out to me this week. I had several people, but her particular. So she told me they gave her a Section 8 voucher for a certain amount of money. But the Section 8 voucher is not enough for her to get the home for her and her kids to live. So when asked could she pay the difference, they told her it was against the law.
Mm.
So this young lady is homeless now. Just for $195 difference.
Mm.
And the lady was crying out to me, and she was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. She said, I start my job this month. Show them paperwork where I start. Why not let me get this house so me and my kids can have a roof over head? And it broke my heart. It broke my heart because, you know, here in Nashville, like I said, I was born and raised here. So I see the increase in the apartment complexes and the apartments and people overcharging for this and giving people the runaround. They're paying $50 to $100 application fees and, you know, and I'm just like, wow.
It's still denying. Still denying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then we get people talking about raising minimum wage. Well, if you don't have a job, minimum wage doesn't matter to me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? This mm-hmm. young lady needs you to raise the vouchers. She needs, you know, the cost of living is different. It costs more to live in an apartment. It costs more than 5 years ago. So now I have to tell her, hey, just hold on. You know, so I've been reaching out to different people, but, you know, everybody's saying there's nothing I can do.
Mm.
You know,
well,
so
you know, I totally can agree with all these changes and all these things that are happening. But, you know, again, a part of empowerment is, you know, what we end up having to do, we have to have these hard conversations with women. We have to have these hard conversations about, you know, back to what you said, what somebody else gives you might not be enough. And what we have to always learn to do is to create from what we do have. We're going to have to learn to build ourselves up to where we won't keep needing with somebody. Because when somebody decides they're not going to give you something, there is not anything that nobody's going to be able to do.
Right.
You've got all the love in your heart, and you take on people's, you know, burdens, and you feel the pain. But at the end of the day, if you know, that wasn't enough, we got to make some changes. And I always look at just the state of the woman. The woman is constantly in that place where we the one got these babies. A man can come and go whenever they want to. And I understand all men do. But some men do. Yeah, there's no such thing as, oh, no men, no. There are some men who do not do what they're supposed to do. But we are the woman. We are the women who end up with these mouths to feed and roofs they have to put over somebody's head. And that's where the challenge comes in. How have we, you know, gotten ourselves into the place of where, oh, my God, now I don't have a place to go. And a lot of times that comes from, you know, just, maybe some choices and planning and just different things throughout our lives. So that's why I like what you do.
And that's
that's
what I'm doing. I'm they're giving these people 2 years. Mm-hmm. I want to work with them with their credit and get them home ready so they won't have to go through these challenges. You know, I put them on budget. I show them how they can save, you know, and I do a little exercise. I tell you to write down everything you owe, everything you pay out, meaning from toilet tissue to whatever you pay out, and then write down how much you make a month. And then they give me a total. I say, subtract that and give me the balance. Then the first question I ask, do you have that in your savings account? And the first thing they say is no.
Right.
So then you're not safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell them, scratch out what you can go without. And it's usually about $500 a month they can go without. I said, this is what's supposed to be in your savings every month.
Mm-hmm.
And once they see it on paper, then they're like, wow.
Right.
you know.
And
a lot of people don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you spend till you spin out, till you get your next check.
Yes.
And I'm like.
And that it never helps when we have extra unexpected things. Think about the woman that got three kids. Give a fictitious example. The woman got the three kids, and she, let's say she by herself. She wrote you her list. She let you know where she can go without, and she's in good shape. She can start that $500 goal. But let's say Joe Blow comes from nowhere, okay, and he needs a pack of cigarettes, and he need to borrow the car and use up all the gas, and now all of a sudden you got to fill the gas tank.
You know what? My dad gave me something, and it's a nugget for anybody. Don't ever give out what you can miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can miss it, don't loan it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been my rule.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard for some. It was hard for me. I would just be real with you. I had two husbands, and husband number one struggled with keeping employment. He was also very abusive and manipulating, okay? Yeah. And there were so many instances where I was trying to get us out of a 300 credit score, okay? We had got down to a 300 credit. It wasn't until I got divorced. Yeah. I got myself up to 610. But I promise you, a lot of things down there, I want to call it harassment. You know what I mean? We may not look at it from that standpoint, but we as women going to have to be free thinkers and really look at the goal that we have to reach and stop being sidetracked. He said he needs some tires for his car. Yeah, he needs some tires for his car. He's going to go over his baby mama house. Yeah, with the tires you bought him on his car.
I've been through it. I've been married twice. Mm-hmm. I've been divorced twice. And I've been through it, you know. And I've learned from it that I'm not going to let anybody slow me down, even if I got to be by myself. Mm-hmm. I refuse because I have too many people depending on me, you know.
Yeah.
I've always said I'm somebody's angel, and if I let them down, then I'm letting myself down. You know, somebody needs me. Somebody needs a word. You know, so I started to pour in myself so I can pour into others. And like I said, when you get sick and tired, that's when you at a point where you can say, you know what, let me get out of my feelings.
Yes.
You know, a lot of women, I have to tell them, get out your feelings.
Right.
Because if you can feel it, it's probably not true.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if we don't keep encouraging each other with that, that's the issue that keeps coming up. Back to, you know, all these particularly women that end up, you know, me myself included, you know what I'm saying, that end up in a situation to where, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. If you really go back and be honest, back to what you said, making those lists, looking at how much money are you spending, how much are you doing anything extra that you don't need. And it's not to say that we all should just be by ourselves, but, yes, ma'am, we have to get comfortable with knowing what we need to do if that's what it takes.
And
you know, God
is okay. And it's okay.
Yeah.
And people
understand
that.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
love yourself. Season. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be by yourself. Nobody made a rule book that you had to be with somebody, you know?
Right.
Because those kids are depending on you.
Right.
You know, you have to make those changes. And like I said, I can pour into many women, but I also have someone to pour into me. And that's what I have to be at a mental situation where I know, hey, this person is going to be okay. This person, like I said, I love people. So, you know, and my gift is serving. So, sometimes I do go the extra mile. Sometimes I have to take a Tina, get out the way. You know, get out the way, let God be God. And I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But those are some.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of my
challenges. Well, I'm sorry, I keep cutting in.
That's okay.
We're getting ready to take another quick break, but I just kind of piggybacking off of what you're saying, these challenges that you faced in this, you know, and I really just want to let the listeners be able to hear, you know, because, again, the other thing that you did that I find, that before we go to this break, that I found to be extremely beneficial in your line of work is that, remember, you began building a brand all by yourself outside of this real estate that you've been doing
you've been building a brand all on your own, you know, to make sure that whatever you need to do, you see how you can fluidly move between one and the other. You see, that's what women have to get. We have to be able to do more than one thing, because going back to that sexual harassment question, I've known people. I myself, I've been sexually harassed in the workplace. And had I not had another alternative of some other way to be able to make income, I would be in that homeless situation. Oh, my God, I lost my job. My boss wanted me to sleep with him. And since I said no,
I faced that in my concierge business when I first came out with my business. And, you know, people challenged me. And, you know, I've walked out of meetings. I walked out of lunches. Mm-hmm. But I had to earn that respect. And once they knew that Katina is not going for a mess, this is business, now they respect me. Katina, if you need anything, Katina, whatever you need. So I've gone through those challenges as a black female, you know. And it was the opposite sex and also the opposite race. But I had to stand up for myself and say, you know what, yes, I do want to be successful, but not that bad. So I've been through those challenges.
There you go. That's the buzzer beater right there. We're going to take this quick commercial break. You all don't go anywhere. We got to wrap this up. But Ms. Katina, that's exactly what I want everybody to hear, that if you're flexible enough to where you don't have to take it, that's how you can stop it right there. You can stop any of that negative that can get in the way of you having a financial future. You have to create another diversion. You have to have another road to take, because you'll surely end up getting, so like, well, I can't do anything else. I'm going to be homeless if I don't have this job. You have to carve out other ways for yourself. And I love that you shared that story. So you guys don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
She Talk Radio on Television is giving our young ladies a voice to discuss topics of interest to them. The international search is on. She Talk seeks Girl Talk intern hosts from 11 to 25. For details, email girltalk@shetalkradio.com. We're taking submissions now.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of She Talk Radio and Television. And as you know, I speak out against domestic violence on my show. Well, I've been given this privilege on another platform. I will be the guest speaker at the 3rd Annual Celebrity Purple Raindrops and Masquerade Ball. This event will benefit and honor domestic violence victims and survivors. Come out and show your support on October 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Cleveland L. Dennard Conference. Let's be a symphony of voices against the violence.
Welcome back. You've been listening to the Shop Talk segment of She Talk Radio with Taomi Ray.
Yes, yes, and we are back again. Again, hopefully you got a chance to hear those commercials. I want to continue to encourage everybody about the fourth Friday Spoken Word Experience at 2610 Jefferson Street, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. You want to come out every fourth Friday, we have it. The next one is going to be October the 28th. So we've been going strong with that, bringing in folks, networking experiences. So all the commercials are about positive things that people are doing in the community. So She Talk is definitely self-help and empowerment all day long. But we are here again with Ms. Katina Smith, who has given us a wealth of valuable nuggets to just kind of, you know, feast on, to just encourage our souls. You know, we it's a long road that we as women have to walk. But, you know, we can't get tired. You know, we got these children depending on us. We've got, you know, families that need us. And we have other people who are, just as Ms. Katina's been explaining, finding themselves in a varying wind of different situations. And she has to kind of, you know, balance all of that and pour out of herself and still maintain her integrity and still do it. So much that gets done. But give us some closing remarks on anything that you've shared with us, Ms. Katina. And by all means, we all definitely want to hear about how can any of the audience members, if they want to contact you and find out, they're interested in some credit repair, if they're interested in getting themselves onto a track to become homeowners. I know you do different events. Talk to us about those things.
Well, once a month I do a homeownership meeting. If you want to contact me, I'm Katina Smith with RE/MAX Elite. Phone number is 615-977-3178. I have two locations. I'm at 278 Franklin Road, Unit 190, Brentwood, Tennessee. And then also I'm at 2260 Murfreesboro Pike, Suite 1, in the Nashville Village area next to the Kroger's. And like I said, I have a website that's katinasmith.remax-tennessee.com. And I'm available every day but Sundays. I do not work on Sundays. It's my family day.
Yes, ma'am.
Spend time with God and then also with my kids. So, like I said, the credit restoration is FES, it's Financial Educational Services, that I partner with to help you repair your credit. And I do have a team. One of the things I'm working on now, and I'm all female black realtors. I have 5 people in school now, and we're going to form a team next year and take the streets back and get sisters in homes.
All right, now. We have got to have you back. Jesus. We are totally going to have you back once this team gets established. I'm going to come out to one of your classes, too, because you and I have been already talking about some things that I've just been putting on hold and trying to get my son off into his college experience.
I'm so proud of you. Congratulations to your son, football.
He's banging. He's banging. Yes, he's at those games. So, yeah, I'm very proud. But these are, you know, a number of the things that we all do. And, you know, I'm totally in your little lineup for, you know, getting some restoration myself. So I'm, you know, going to make sure I continue to share your work and to tell everybody how they can reach out to you, because you are correct. You know, we do need a place to live. And if we don't get in some classes and start getting some plans together, you know, it just doesn't happen. It doesn't just wake up. It's not like Beyonce. You woke up like this. You really end up having to do a lot of work to get
even Beyonce
to the
had
place
to work.
She sure did. So, you know, I am totally thankful to you for taking your time out to speak with us and to share with the audience all of your valuable experiences on all of the issues, from, you know, what you do in the workforce, to, you know, with real estate, to your private endeavor that you built from the ground up, to even, you know, having to face sexual harassment and understand how that even plays into the work. Even if it hadn't happened, you know, even if it's not continually happening to you, you have dealt with women who have left different situations or who have found themselves in financial turmoil due to some situations, you know, that were totally negative and sometimes even inappropriate. You know, it's happened and it continues to happen. So we here at She Talk Radio just want to thank all of you listeners for tuning in on this evening, for taking your time out. Every Monday we're here. You know, every Monday we're here talking about Shop Talk. That's our segment. And what we do is we focus on the women who work. Go ahead.
And I want to shout out to my son, Keo Smith. That's my business partner. He's 10, and he's amazing. He passes out my business cards, and he helps me with my signs and go to my showings, and he doesn't complain. And he wants to be a realtor when he turns 21. So I want to say I love him. I appreciate him.
Yes. And you be sure to share this link, because as soon as we, you know, finish, this link will be available for you to share with all your family, put it on your social media. It'll be archived, so you can hear it over and over again and send it to everybody that, you know, you want to hear it. And by all means, I'll be back in touch with you to get you set up for the next time you come on, because you might have a book by next time. Who knows? You know, you might have a book.
I have a team next time. The dream team.
The dream team. Actually, we want to talk about it. I appreciate you. But what we're going to do is get ready to do a transition. And again, I'm Taomi Ray. You can reach me at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Or you can just Google She Talk Radio. Look for Shop Talk. That's the hashtag, Shop Talk, on Monday night. We appreciate you guys. Hope that you can tune back in on next Monday evening. But we'll be here yet again. So thank you for tuning in. She Talk, the radio station, making a difference in communication. We want all of you guys to continue to be in on the conversation. We'll see you next time.
This is Taomi Ray, your Shop Talk host. And I'd like to thank my guests and all the listeners. We just completed yet another fabulous episode of She Talk, the radio show making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.